Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Former President Donald Trump was acquitted Saturday of inciting his supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol last month. The vote was 57 to 43 to convict, not the required two-thirds majority. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports seven Republicans joined the Democrats in voting to convict.
It's also kind of reflected in what the polls had shown going into this, something like 56% of people saying that they were in favor of President Trump's conviction. And like I said, moved a couple of Republicans who, you know, wanted to be favorable toward the president. And I think it's a real indictment of the kind of case that Trump's lawyers presented. You know, it was pretty preordained. And had they stuck to this narrow constitutional argument, they might have had more votes.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. President Biden called the impeachment trial a sad chapter in American history and a reminder that democracy is fragile. Fox News hosts named as defendants in a $2.7 billion lawsuit against the network say their 2020 election coverage reflected their work as journalists, reporting and commenting on matters of public interest. NPR's David Folkenflik reports the claim arises in response to the suit filed by a voting technology company.
Smartmatic alleges that Fox News, Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartiromo, and Jeanine Pirro conspired with two of former President Donald Trump's attorneys to smear the company as being at the core of a concentrated effort to steal the election from Trump. In fact, President Biden won the elections freely and fairly, with no evidence of any widespread voter fraud. Dobbs, Bartiromo, and Pirro were among the most prominent Fox personalities to amplify and give credence to such wild claims. Lawyers for the three say they were exploring questions raised about the elections from all sides of the issue, including Trump's. They argue that's what First Amendment protections are for. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The Biden administration is out with new guidance to help schools reopen for in-person instruction or to safely stay open. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
President Biden said he wanted most schools reopened for classroom instruction by his 100th day in office. But the administration has since lowered expectations about what open really means. The debate often puts parents at odds with school administrators and teachers. Northern Virginia parent and Republican political consultant Rory Cooper says this hits the suburban voters who were key to Biden's election.
I live in a very blue area, and the parents who live around me are frustrated. They're mad. It's been a year of their children not being in schools. They're ready for the kids to go back. They believe it can be done safely.
The CDC says the new guidance is meant to help school districts, but that the agency isn't mandating that schools reopen. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A winter storm is blanketing much of the Pacific Northwest with ice and snow. It's disrupting travel across the region and interrupting electrical service for hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. Portland General Electric, the largest utility in Oregon, says it may take a few days to restore power to everyone. This weekend, volunteers around the globe will count tens of millions of birds to help scientists study migration and the declines in many species. Celia Yopis Jepson of member station KCUR reports.
The annual Great Backyard Bird Count runs through Monday. Whether you spot a house sparrow in your yard, a blue jay at the park, or an osprey while out hiking, scientists at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology hope you'll tell them using your smartphone. Sightings logged in the eBird app feed into a massive crowdsourced database that helps scientists track changes in bird population for research and conservation efforts. North America alone has lost one-fourth of its birds since 1970, and half of its grassland birds. Habitat loss is one key reason. For NPR News, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson in Raymore, Missouri.
White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow resigned Saturday. He had been suspended without pay after Vanity Fair reported he had threatened a reporter for pursuing a story about his relationship with another female reporter. Ducklow issued a statement that no words could express his regret, embarrassment, and disgust for his behavior. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.